But joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you see him breaking down your Milwaukee Bucks on Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Marquette hoop star himself, Tony Smith. Tony, how you doing this afternoon, sir?
What's up, man? I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How did you feel about the matchup when it was made official last night between the Bucks and the Raptors?
Well, I don't have to play, so I don't feel any kind of way. I feel good over here. I'm excited to watch some hoops, man.
How do you feel about the Bucks' chances, I guess is what I was getting to, Tony?
Oh, that way. Okay.
Yes, yeah, that's what I meant.
Man, I tell you what, any lower seed team in either conference, man, is going to have a tough time. You're going to have to play your best basketball. And, you know, for the Bucks, it was just as recent as March. They're playing really, really well. So if they can find that form, they got a shot, no question.
Tony, when you talk about the backcourt for the Toronto Raptors with Lowry and DeRozan, is that the biggest mismatch going into this series for the Bucks defense?
I think that's the biggest challenge for the Bucks, no question about that. Lowry and DeRozan, one of the better backcourts in the NBA, and there are a lot of them. But they're right up there with the most prolific. I mean, just so dangerous. They can do a lot of different things with, you know, two different types of games they play. Lowry, you know, he's tough in that pick and roll, can get to the rim, can shoot the three. And DeRozan, you know, he plays in between that. You know, he plays in the mid-range game. So they're both very, very tough. That was a tough team at home. Yeah, like I say, it's gonna be a challenge, but you know, this is the fun part. This is what you play for.
Tony, how much does experience matter when you're on a team like the Bucks? A lot of guys don't have a lot of experience, but you got somebody like Dellavedova who just won a championship. How much can the players lean on him to play in big games like the ones that's coming up?
Well, I think they can lean on him a lot. Experience. I mean, obviously, it helps to have maybe someone next to you was there, but nothing is like actually being there yourself and having that experience. So I know they're going to lean on the guys who have been in the playoffs before to try to get some sense of, okay, you know, we got to be calm, but we still have to have that level of play that's higher than we've ever played. So it's kind of a fine line there. But, you know, they're going to have to lean on the guys who've been there before and seen it and done it.
Yeah, shot making is always in the playoffs. And you've seen, like, the weakness of the Bucks sometime would be defending the three and shooting the three. Is this something that has to – would that be a big deal? And since you play teams, you know, a few more times, the first game plan, you know, you can kind of just feel the teams out. But when you've played, you know, played them before, do you even take any of that into the playoffs?
No question. I mean, teams typically at least they try not to change too much. You know, I mean, you got to do what got you there in the first place. You know, as far as Toronto's concerned, they shoot a lot of threes. They're a 3-point shooting team because they have people who can knock down that shot. Mm-hmm. And you know, they hurt the Bucks in the regular season series. You know, they won that series 3-1, and you know, if you look at the games that the Toronto won, they made a lot of 3-point shots. That's just what it is. It's what they do, because Lowry and DeRozan create so many mismatches and get so many double teams that they get the kickouts. So that's going to be definitely a key in this series. But for the Bucks, they're not really a 3-point shooting team. We know that. We know that they are, you know, they've been top 1, 2, or 3 in the league, I think, all year long, points in the paint. So that's where they have to live, and that's what they have to rely on. Now, we've also seen a couple of games where they got hot from three. They also have some guys who can knock it down and get hot. So they're gonna have to still try to stay within character and do what they do best. But I mean, the playoffs are different, man. You need everything, so they're gonna have to do a little bit of both.
Talking with Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst Tony Smith here on The Fan on The Big Show. What about Valanciunas inside? How do they combat him inside? Because that's more of a physical center, and the Bucks from time to time have struggled against guys like that.
Yeah, he's a big body, and you know, he gives a lot of people a problem just moving his weight around. He's fairly athletic and fairly active. Not a huge scorer on post ups. I think they'll be fine, and that way, I think the rebounding aspect and getting second chance opportunities for Toronto will be maybe the main challenge for the Bucks and Valanciunas. And, you know, the Bucks aren't bulky. You look at who they have down on the front line down there. It's not a bunch of beefy guys, and I think that's the issue with Valanciunas. He just outweighs everybody. So it's easy for him to push you around. So they have to, you know, maybe just have those guys focus on boxing out and let those guards come back and collect the rebounds, kind of like Oklahoma City does. They don't worry about getting the rebound, those big guys. They just box their guys out and let Westbrook come in and clean those up.
Is this going to have to be Giannis's sort of coming out party on the national stage and really blow people out of the water for the Bucks to have a chance in this series, Tony?
Yep, I think he's going to have a phenomenal series. There's no doubt about that. I think he's already came out. I think people kind of woke up to Giannis during the All-Star game, and they see what he can do. But I think this is another level, doing it in the playoffs. You know, All-Star game, no one's playing D. This is a different scenario. So it's another level of coming out for Giannis. There's no question he can really elevate his status in the league by having a phenomenal series. And even greater if he gets his team a victory.
Yeah, Tony, what team in the East can really give Cleveland a problem? For some reason, Boston, people are not really picking them, more so about Washington, I'm not real sure. But what team you think can take them to the finals so it's not as easy for them before they move into, you know, playing against the West?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like Cleveland and then everybody else.
Right.
Like you say, Boston, even though, you know, they're scratching and sniffing at the number one spot back and forth, especially Cleveland's been playing bad lately. But, I mean, the consensus in the field around with everyone is that, you know, you probably maybe – I think there's three teams in the NBA, period. Maybe Cleveland, San Antonio, Golden State, who really don't have to play their best in this first round. They can get past the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, I think you have to play your best. But as far as, you know, challenging Cleveland, right now I would say the hottest team in the East has to be Atlanta. I mean, they're playing lights out right now. So, I mean, how long can they carry that out? Can they carry that until they would meet, you know, Cleveland in the conference final? I don't know. You know, you never know how that's all going to play out, but – you know, Cleveland is definitely the class. I mean, they're defending champs. You got to throw in the champ to take anything away from them.
Do you think there's a real problem in Cleveland, or is it just a matter of LeBron, Kyrie, and the guys flipping the switch for the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, and that's always a dangerous thing. I mean, even when I was on our Laker team that went to the finals, you know, that's something that we always talked about. Hey, we cannot flip a switch. It's just not that easy, and that's even with great teams. Because it's just not that easy to do. I mean, great players individually might be able to do it, but you're talking about an entire team that needs to flip a switch. Some guys can't afford to get in a lackadaisical mode. LeBron, he probably can. You know, Kyrie, maybe he probably can. But everybody else, I don't think they can. So that's where teams run into problems if everybody's not focused and everybody's not ready to and dial in to play at their best.
That's Tony Smith. Catch him on the call tonight when the Bucks close out the regular season as the Bucks analyst over there on Fox Sports Wisconsin, and follow him on Twitter at AnalystTSmith34. We got to get you that blue check mark, Tony. What's the holdup on the blue check mark on Twitter, man? What's going on?
I'm waiting. I don't know what's going on. I should have it right now. I'm checking. I'm going to call him in. Why don't you guys give him a call for me, too? Maybe they'll listen to you.
Yeah, well, we actually got some pull.
Just send out a few like weirdo tweets and you'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you do it. 3-4 in the morning. Them drunk tweets. Oh well, we gotta verify him.
Yeah, he's used to that.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, Tony.
Well, don't take Leroy's advice. We'll put it in a word for you though, Tony, and see if we can get it done.
I'll tag Leroy on that. Maybe it'll work.
There you go.
All right,
I'll
do that.
All my fans will follow you, and you will be verified.
Thanks, Tony. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
Take care, buddy.
And Tony Smith joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home.